Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was reading like this graphic. You know, they give you a graphic and it says most home runs in MLB history. And it starts off in like 1890 and then you see it like the chart move until you get to 2024. So I was looking at this chart about how couples have met each other going back to 1930. What? Okay. How couples met.
That is random.
School, family, bar, restaurant, coworkers, friends, neighbors, college, online.
Oh, I got it.
All right. So when you start off in 1930, it is very consistent for about 50 years. It's friends and family, and friends are the top three.
Of course.
Family is first place until
arranged marriages.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like.
No doubt. In about 1947, it flips to friends. And friends really takes the lead. It continues to add through the years. Everything else goes down. And it's friends very consistently all the way until 2011. And from 2011 on, online jumps friends. In 2023, online is 65%, which is overwhelmingly the number. Friends would always hover in the 20s and 30s, but it was never above 50%. But in 2024, the current number, this is according to Stanford University, the official numbers in this moment, 65% met online.
How is that possible?
13% friends, 8% coworkers, and then everything else is 2%. Church, school, family, neighbors, college. Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
But I'm trying to think of my, again, this is a different era for me because I'm older. It's not my generation.
Mm-hmm.
I know one friend that met online, married. This is a college friend.
Yeah.
Back then. So this was a while ago.
It started probably in the late 90s would be my guess.
And they're still, I mean, he got married and they're married for however long it is, 20 years at this point. But I don't know a lot of friends that are met online.
See, I think it's the age thing. So in 1999,
I'm trying to think of any of my friends that I know that met online.
In 1999, mating online was 3%, so a small number. In 2003, it's up to 7%. In 2010, it was so already up to 20%.
My era was pre-2000.
Exactly.
So it wasn't even 5%. It was probably 5% at that point.
I've gone on, in my lifetime, before I was lucky enough to meet my wife, I've probably been on 100 dates, right? Is that fair, give or take?
Okay.
I would say out of the 100, 91 of them have been because I met them online.
Are you serious? Wait, 100 dates with 100 women?
100 different women. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the same because I've been on. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah. 100, I probably have gone out.
Starting when?
Starting in 2000.
Oh, so it was post 2000.
Well, yeah, because I was born in 83.
Right. I mean, it makes sense because when I went to college, email was like, what's this email thing?
Right, right.
you can get an email. You get a letter via a computer?
Yeah.
Right, so AOL was barely around when I graduated.
Well, when I started like really dating, the best part about online is there's different places you can go for what you want.
Mm.
So if you're looking for a crazy night, you go here. If you're looking to meet the love of your life, you go here.
Mm.
If you only want to hook up with somebody who's very specifically into certain politics, you go here.
Oh my
if
God.
You only want to hook up with people who are certainly into certain things, you go here. It's like a menu. It really is. It's like a smorgasbord, if you will.
And thinking you're going to find love.
And thinking you're going to find love.
So Evan's interviewed more wife candidates than Woody has head coaching candidates.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But I would say like more than half of them was just, I'm looking to.
Right, you weren't looking for a wife.
No, I was looking for a wife. I was looking to have fun. And it was effective.
And it makes total sense because it's a convenience thing. You could just be taking care of your business in the bathroom. You could be shopping and you're on your phone meeting girls like 40 matches in like 2 minutes.
But think about how crazy that is. You could just be shopping in the bathroom or whatever.
Let's
you're
go
doing
with that. It's combined.
You're just kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Hey, want to go on a date? Sure, great. Now you're going on a date.
That's right. Swipe right. There we go.
The best one I ever did is I got dumped, and as I was getting dumped, I was organizing a new date based online. Like, it was just unbelievable. Like, she was still explaining things, and I'm like, I've already moved on. Like, I'm already looking for what I'm doing on Tuesday night.
Which is probably what she was explaining to you.
That was probably...
Evan did that with Donovan Mitchell rumors after Durant left.
I had friends that were so addicted to Tinder because I think it was an addiction. Like, we would be out in, like, Vegas where there were tons of girls in bathing suits around us, and they'd be on the Tinder app. I'm like, would you set your radius to 3 miles here on the strip?
I'll tell you the reason why on that, Loogie. So this was the biggest issue I remember having when I was meeting girls at bars. I had no idea if they were single or not.
Mm.
And I had no idea if they'd be interested in a loser like me. If you've already had that weird connection thing online, you get that crap right out of the way.
Yeah, you're not getting the immediate rejection.
That's right.
The immediate rejection is out. It's gone.
Well, not even the immediate rejection. I'll never forget this one. I was at a bar talking to this girl for 45 minutes, and it was going well. Like, I'm spitting game. Like, things are going great. And then finally, she's like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend.
J. Edgar Hoover, did you know?
Maybe I mentioned him once or twice. And then finally, she's like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's here, by the way. He'd really like you. You're a nice guy. And I'm like, what the hell were we just doing for 45 minutes?
But the
and that's, look, you could argue it was my fault. Maybe my game wasn't good enough.
Right.
But if I knew, why would have I bothered? And that's the beauty of the online, because you caught out the uncertainty on if this person's even available.
But I think about knowing if you, it's still a game to it, even if they're unavailable.
Look at you.
Oh, I love you. Tiki, yeah, we just became even closer. It's all about the game and the catch. The other thing you run into, and I'm sure Evan has done this if you've done this many dates online, catfish. Not just filtering, because we know the power of Instagram and the filters, but you might show up thinking you're meeting a girl who scores baseball games, and
next
it ends
thing
up
you
being...
know, Nev Schulman's on your door saying, I can help take care of this for you.
She's 70 and her name's Dottie.
Do you count catfishing as, well, she doesn't look like her pictures?
That is like a lesser form of catfish. Yeah, I'm talking about it's a totally just different person, and they're not into the stuff they said. You know what I mean? Totally got
believe
bamboozled.
Believe it or not, never happened. Never happened. Only once, I remember I was talking to a girl, and I think on our second email, she started asking for money.
What?
And that's when I knew, oh, it was a catfish. No, he was right. And
how the hell did she ask for money?
I'm stuck in Russia.
Oh, God, come on.
No, I'll never forget where I was. I was at a Brooklyn Nets game.
Talking to a girl from in Russia?
Hanging out with, I think, Paul Rosenberg, who works here. And I was like, I think
no, she was in a basement in Brooklyn. Or,
I'm a loser.
Or he was in a basement in Brooklyn.
But guess what? I closed the app. That was it.
Like, I should have given the number to Rosenberg. He would have been.
Probably. But fascinating, the world has evolved.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.